Maybe you could just briefly give us, Sam, some biblical and constitutional background or ideas on what our president or governmental leaders could do in response to these attacks, as well as maybe some help for pastors as to the stance that we should be taking in our pulpits.
Well, absolutely. And Isaac, it should be, again, along the lines of jurisdiction. What is the role? All of those in office, the president, Congress, Senate, law enforcement, state level, local level, they have a duty constitutionally to protect the people. The president took his oath of office that way, to carry out the laws and to protect against enemies, domestic and foreign. As an example, government, biblically, responsibility, protect those who do well, I mean protect the citizens of these United States against those who would harm them. That's why we don't let murderers walk free and that kind of a thing. Those who come in as terrorists to destroy America, undermine it, fall into the enemy of a category of an enemy. The president has a responsibility to protect the law-abiding citizen against that. So on one hand, the government has a responsibility to watch out for those who would come in as immigrants, to be concerned about those who come with the purpose of harming our nation, not becoming a part of it. Now the church has an obligation to carry out the gospel, to witness. So does the family, and so does the individual. If we have a person next door who does not know Jesus Christ and may be involved in a very wicked, unbiblical lifestyle, what is the responsibility of the church or a family or an individual? Well, Isaac, it is to share the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with all of those who are still wrapped up and in bondage to sin, having not experienced the freedom that comes with trusting in Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, that's the role of every individual and the church and a family. But the church nor the family nor the individual can or ever should tell government, don't do the job of keeping us safe that God has given the government. So that's the balance. That's the balance that needs to be very much kept in place, that right now is very little taught from the pulpits, and it needs to be a matter of discussion publicly, because that's how God looks at things.